This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's nothing more powerful than a man and woman who teamed up together in that union and then building the world, the universe together. And it's holy. And God has said that, but we also know that. And the elites, the globalists, the Satanists, they want to rip that apart. And Faith Goldie is in Fuego. She's about to get married to her groom, great patriot, and they're over there in Europe, where he's from, in Czechoslovakia and Prague. And we're talking about these poor children who deserve to be innocent and to have a future and learn about the universe and learn about history. Instead, they're having people obsessed with sexualizing them come into their lives. And we're going to do one more segment with her, and then at 15 after, I'll do the big, huge news, folks. To call everybody you know, this is very important. You're going to hear it here first. It's all coming up. Don't forget, David Knight Show, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every day. The Alex Jones Show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. And then, of course, the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. with Roger Stone and Owen Schroyer doing a great job. We're going to add more broadcasts by the new year or so. We're a little bit behind. You can see why we're under attack, but that's okay. We expected this, and thanks for all your support. But I've always been a libertarian guy. And so I'm a Christian, but I wasn't brought up to throw stones in glass houses. And I know there are conservative, people who are homosexual, heterosexual. There's all sorts of stuff that's going on. The point is that there is a LGBTP movement now with the P for pedophilia in Salon and in the New York Times and everywhere and Vice promoting sex with kids. And that's what NAMBLA wants. So they're blurring all the lines, and they're coming into the schools, and it's so outrageous that, oh, you don't want to say anything in the name of tolerance that you're letting men dressed as women. I've seen the story times around the country. This is on national news going, shake your booty, kids. You can be a boy or a girl. Sometimes boys are with boys and girls with girls. Kids aren't even thinking about stuff. Imagine if a kindergarten teacher said, sometimes men are with women. Sometimes they have sex. You'd be like, kids aren't into that. What are you doing? You're a pervert. But if it's LGBTP, it's okay. So, Faith, this is a short segment, longer segment coming up. We're going to play some shocking clips of not also the trans movement is now saying whites are inherently evil. So they're bringing in all these minority populations, weaponizing them, making us pay for the sex changes, and it's all basically led by a bunch of weird white liberals. What in the world's going on here?
You absolutely have nailed it. I'll tell you one thing I noticed when I was running for mayor of Toronto was that going door to door, the people that I most dreaded to see were downtown white liberals. They were the most vitriolic. They were the ones who were, frankly, pardon my French, the most screwed up in the head, completely brainwashed, too many pints of Kool-Aid, and were telling me about how great our Islamo-fascist LGBTP future was going to be, where the white man would cease to exist, and we'd be demographically replaced by some sort of, like I said, super pedophile in a cow.
Yeah, a man who doesn't work, with a huge beard that has sex slaves that wears a giant nightgown.
Yeah. Who apparently still likes pedophilia and transgenderism. There has been a complete head job that has been done, frankly, on the Western European white male and really the woman as well. I have to say, it's the white woman that I actually dreaded the most, because I think the mixture of the white ethnomasochism, which is this sort of self-hatred that we've been taught through this constant chorus of you're a racist, you're a colonialist, these are all the sorts of ways that racism is structural and systemic within our culture, that coupled with a very, very strong pill of feminism, this fourth wave cancerous feminism that we have, has made this robo white female that has absolutely no grounding in reality. She doesn't want children. She wants a migrant invasion. She doesn't want God or law and order. She wants Islam and niqabs for her neighbors and slut marches for herself. It's all totally cuckoo banana cakes. And I think part of this, you know, rise in everything from, you know, birth control feminism and this liberal white guilt, the lack of motherhood is really closely connected with why.
Oh, the mainline feminist groups brag. I love.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live. Roger Stone's with us in the fourth hour. Couldn't be more of an exclusive guest. With all the insanity going on as the whole Mueller situation comes to a fetid, scrofulous head. And I said I'd do it this segment. I got to keep Faith Goldie on because she's so on fire. I'm going to get to the big enchilada. How Trump's going to strike back at the deep swamp. This is an exclusive. This is an exclusive. Now, Faith Goldie was just getting into the abuse of children, the targeting of children, the giant Islamic rape gangs in Europe and Canada. They're protected. They're being set up here. Why the left works with them. I want to give her the floor for the balance of this segment, but since we mentioned it, let's play this clip. It's the end of it again, of Lafayette, Louisiana, yesterday, city council, where they want to have drag queens that also work as adult performers come in and talk to your children about LGBT and how they might want to change their sex. I mean, this could not be more abusive, more out of control, more of a pervert activity. Imagine if a random guy said, I want to come talk to your daughters about heterosexuality. We'd say, I'm going to beat your ass. But, oh, if it's LGBT and it's a guy dressed in a goblin outfit. They'll call it, by the way, drag queen. This isn't Bob Hope joking around on Halloween playing golf in a dress. That's funny. This, ladies and gentlemen, is dudes shaking their ass in your child's face. So let's play that clip and then one more from England. Here it is.
I just let you know that this event is something that's going to be very beautiful. And for the children and the people that support it are going to realize that this is going to be the grooming of the next generation. We are trying to groom the next generation to not see the way that they just did. And just because I said that, you heard the little poor people behind me.
Yeah, this is an adult man that works as an adult performer, dressed as a woman, who wants to talk to your five-year-old. Now, here's the clip I want to get Faith to talk about. This is up on NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get this out to everybody, folks. Give it to your church. Make it an issue. Trans activists claim 76 kids at school are actually transgender and not brainwashed. And we now know they're targeting mentally retarded children, autistic children, and then saying, oh, you don't have an age of consent now. You can decide to be chemically castrated at age 6 in England, age 8 in Texas. And then the very same person last year on the BBC said that whites are inherently evil, bad people. So here is the, quote, Muslim transgender man. Here it is.
If we look at how Brighton is as an area, it's got an extremely high LGBT population, it's extremely liberal. So when kids are in a school and they feel, oh, there's no stigma attached to being gender fluid or trans, so if they feel supported in an environment, then they're going to be questioning.
Why should they be encouraged to do this when it's clearly,
for many of them...
There's
nothing wrong with being questioning about...
Nobody's going to persuade me that 76 kids at one school in Brighton woke up one day and decided to be gender
fluid. Well, who said that they woke up one day? Who says that it's not something that happens overnight. It's something...
But where does this end? Do we end up with literally nobody in the future identifying as male and female?
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would you be happy with that?
Not nobody, but some, you know, some people are trans, and that's the fact.
You genuinely think 76 kids in one school are transgender?
I'm saying that's the possibility.
Or do you think it's possible? Is it possible?
I say they've, it's
all just, they've all just latched on to a fad that is getting more and more attention, and they are basically having their minds turned to gender fluidity.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think that what we're seeing is...
That's enough. You know, Piers Morgan, I know, is actually a really smart guy. He just was a mercenary on CNN, but he... And we'll play this next clip of the person that they're actually glorifying that's teaching in the schools, who says white people are inherently evil. So you're going to let adults come in. Children are supposed to be followers. They're designed genetically to do it. And you have their teachers teach them they're another sex, so it becomes a cult, it becomes a club, it becomes a gang. And then the children, through peer pressure, let the state them sterilize them. It's unbelievable. Here is a clip. A flashback, white race, the most violent on earth, trans model on BBC being glorified.
If white people want to see an improvement for people of color, they need to understand that racism is not learned, it's inherited, and either consciously or unconsciously passed down through privilege. The uncomfortable truth is that the white race is the most violent and oppressive force of nature on earth. My worry is that whatever governments do to tinker with institutional racism, it is so ingrained in the fabric of British society that it is too late to do anything about it.
That's the same person on the show there. So let's now go back to Faith Goldie, who is a woman. Feminists got kicked off Twitter, a bunch of them, for saying that women are women, men are men. 2 + 2 = 4. Faith Goldie is a woman. I'm Alex Jones. I am a man. You can see the difference. I'm ugly. She's pretty. She can have babies. I can't. I can gouge people's eyeballs out pretty easily. She might not be able to do it as easy, but she's pretty tough. She's got Greek backgrounds. Those women are pretty tough. Seriously, the 5 minutes we have left, thanks for coming on with us, faithgoldie.ca. Put a bow on this for us, the sports culture, all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. My favorite is when people say that there is a trait that is inherent to a race while also saying that they are at the same time not racist. By saying that all white people are racist, yeah, sorry, I don't care if you're transgender or what the color of your skin is, that's actually a pretty racist comment. As for the grooming of these young autistic children, that's what we're seeing across the UK and other jurisdictions, this is just the next evolution of what the gay-straight alliance groups across North America that they were putting into our school institutions. This is just generation two. The GSAs were built into our schools to give a safe space to kids where parents and teachers did not have to be informed. But, oh, what do you know? There was always a teacher supervising. They were basically breeding grounds to normalize deviant behavior, and then also not just normalize it, but also just sort of make it a trend. And that's indeed what we're seeing here. Preying on autistic children, this is what some of the most tyrannical regimes have done in even recent history, and that's to use the slow, the autistic, to help bolster, frankly, their statistics. And that's what this LGBTP movement is doing, is that they're preying on autistic children so to bolster their statistics. This is beyond sick. This is reprehensible. This is evil, and it should be condemned in every single way. We were joking around a little, talking a little bit about sports during the break, so I just want to say this. Men, turn off your TVs on Sundays. As video games are to young men, sports games are to older men. It is normal and natural for you to have loyalty, to have patriotism, to want to fight for your country, to want to have your team be victorious, but it's not on the 50-yard line. It's on your border lines right now. That's where we are called. Your colors are not some city that is far away from you that you might not even have any historical connection to. The colors that you should be bleeding are the ones on your national flag. And so I pray, folks, just turn off all of the sports ball. It's cucked nationalism. It's feeding natural appetites in a very unnatural and frankly unproductive way. So even if you're not out there fighting for your country, go fight for your family. Turn off your TV on Sunday. It's just a bunch of guys taking a knee anyway, and go spend some time with Junior or spend some time with, you know, your local community center, whatever it is. And why don't you go have a rally against this UN migrant compact that we're going to be signing any day now down in Morocco.
That's right, because, again, they take our normal energy to fight for our tribe, our people, our ideals, our system, our property, our everything, and they project it onto some sports team, and they brag it's bread and circus since the times of Rome. This is how they control us, and it's not fulfilling. The porn's not fulfilling. The video games aren't fulfilling. No. Imagine going to your church and making them talk about the targeting of children or world government. Imagine being men and taking the culture back and not letting L.A. and San Francisco and London and Paris and all the mentally ill, horribly sad people like Macron, a known admitted sex slave when he was a child to the Rothschilds and others. That's confirmed. That's mainstream news. He was like 12 years old being passed around. That's who Anderson Cooper is. That's who Macron are. These are literally brainwashed, programmed, trauma-based mind control individuals. And it's very sad how they do this, and they put these abused men in charge all over, who then want to tell women that, oh, women are good by not loving their family and not loving their sons, because they fear real men and real women together, which is an unstoppable force, faith building.
Look, if you look at all the top EU leaders right now, they've got all sorts of degeneracies, but one thing that they don't have are kids, and that's why they don't give a damn about the future of our nation. Unlike President God Emperor Donald Trump, it might be from a couple different ladies, but he's got lots of kids, and he sure as heck gives a damn about the future of not just that nation, but also all of the global order. So God bless him, and God bless America, and God bless you, Alex. I'm so happy I was back on your show today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Take you back, girl. Your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
And if you'll believe there's more than two genders, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. The ability to think clearly is to say there's two genders. 1984, it was 2 plus 2, it was 4. You know, I'm not building suspense here. This news is so huge and so important that I'm sitting here with my notes in front of me and thinking back to what my different sources have said and what my own research is and what President Trump did today. And this is the type of speech that somebody would prepare like months, who was even an orator. To give. I'm not complaining or bitching. I'm just saying, when something is so big, I don't feel worthy. You know, Wayne's World, we're not worthy, we're not worthy. And I want to say this as perfectly as I can. And then the segment begins, and I'm on air, and I've got just news so important, news so dangerous, that I feel like I should be like me walking around a field or something. You know what I mean? Like when something really crazy happens in your life, something even good or something really horrible, kind of like you go outside and you're just like, don't know what to do. Because that's the quickening that's happening, and it just confirms everything we already know, that we're not in normal situations. And we're all hyper awake, and people that aren't awake are in their own world, and it's scary. And then it comes down to that point. That's why during the election, the last month or so, I was a big jerk compared to usual up here at the office, because I just felt the weight of the world on me, that we had to do something. We had to get the word out. We had to not let them censor us. We have responsibility to expose how bad they are. And you know, once that was over, it was like a huge weight was lifted off me because that was kind of a tangible focal point of something we needed to do. And I know that I need to do it because I've got a lot of plans and a lot of things I could pull on the globalists. And I know most of them would be very successful. But then I've got to permutate what the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth move will be. It's like playing pool, but you're not just trying to hit one ball into another and knock it over in the corner pocket. You've got to think move after move after move after move, because these balls just don't go out with limited force. The breaks aren't like that. You've got to, it's like trying to shoot bullseye 1,000 yards with like a 10 power scope. You're not shooting through the same hole really with your skills. It's something a little bit different. And it's almost a turning loose point where I have the answers. I know how to beat them, but there's so much data going around that I don't want to just go on air and talk about something like this and then not do it properly. Because we all know my worst shortcoming is gibbering and jabbering and running on down rabbit trails and not building stuff up. And then the only time I do build something up is when it's so big, I don't even know how to, like, you know, one thing I really feel sorry for the cops for, because, you know, there's good cops, there's bad cops, but on average, in the West, the police are good people. And that's why they're under such attack, because the globalists want to get control of them, because they're threatened by the warrior class that they don't fully, dominate. And they got to go see dead kids, just like paramedics really respect them, and firefighters really respect them. And they got to see kids that are OD'd and people shot up and just constant crap. And they've also got to sit there and then second guess what they could have done here, what they could have done there. And it really just becomes this thing of, like, you care, so then you feel guilty about everything that's going on. And then you look at other people, and they don't even give a damn. And it's just like this constant thing of, like, why do I even care? But then there's so many good people that need our help, so we have to fight even harder, even though a lot of these people don't deserve our help. And I think that's what it comes down to. You know, I know Trump's real from my gut, but it's all verified by his actions and what he's gone through and how angry the system is. And now he tweets out that we're going to go for treason trials. And that's throwing down the gauntlet, man. That's the war's on now. And I told you that a few weeks ago, and I told you that Sunday, because that's what's happening. I don't need sources to know. You can feel it. You can see it. But then I have the sources. But see, I am the source. Just like you are a source. But in the whole panopticonic pantheon of sources, InfoWars is dreaded and hated and banned. And I say this not to brag. I don't like the responsibility. In the councils of government, in Congress, in foreign governments, I'm seen as like an oracle. And it means it's believed that I basically don't lie. And I have a track record of knowing things other people don't know and being able to feed all the data into a system and then come up with a gestalt of the roadmap and the topography that we're coming in on us with the ground scanning radar. And if you don't have that ground scanning spiritual radar, you're going to crash into those cliffs. So we're flying at about 100 feet here. The devil close behind us. See, the devil's always behind God, always behind God's people. The devil doesn't build, he destroys. We're making God's image. We're constructors, builders. And they say, oh, the Illuminati calls their head the great architect. God's the great architect. So we call God the great architect. They go, oh, you're giving us Illuminati terminology. No, the devil stole that. The devil's the counterfeit and gets you convinced when you see the real architect in front of you, or one of God's projections of architecture in a smaller form. That's what man is when we're in line with God. And then you throw away the whole universe because the devil named it, and you believe that's the devil. Like, people think the rising sun behind the planet is a satanic symbol. That's a symbol of a new day and hope. Everything is God's. The devil just puts his name on it. All right. I'm not going to procrastinate because this is bigger than going after Hillary. This means we're going after the whole deal. It's on. And we need to know how they're going to counterstrike as well. So should I just lay out what's going to happen, or should I give you all the proof and explain how it works? And see, that's always the dichotomy. That's the conflict. I think I'm going to tell you what's going to happen, and then I'm going to tell you how it's going to happen and why.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Live
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Signaled publicly that he wants criminal investigations for indictments and trials for treason to try to overthrow the elected president of the United States, try to overthrow the election process of 2016, illegal spying on then candidate Trump, then nominee Trump, then president-elect Trump, and then President Trump, lying to Congress, and then all the other crimes of the Democrats, selling U.S. infrastructure off to China, the EU, and others. Conspiring to open our borders to foreign invasion. The president doesn't just have the right, he doesn't just have the jurisdiction, he has the duty to do so. But with the announcements today that he is pushing for criminal investigation and he has the NSA evidence, and the secret documents, which they admit they have, Congressman Nunes and others have seen them, showing the illegal spying, the lying to Congress, Mueller, Comey, Hillary, Obama giving the order as president, the DNC involved, Debbie Wasserman and Schultz. It's open and shut. But what does that mean? That means that in the next week, the next 2 weeks, the next month, this is the prime zone for the globalists to try to stage terror attacks, false flags, try to kill the president. This is when everyone has to be on maximum alert. In fact, I no longer even feel any anxiety anymore because the roar, which is the silence of battle, is now here politically. It's here. And Trump's making his move. You know, I put the headline out Sunday to memorialize it. Exclusive, Trump set to indict Hillary Clinton and other deep staters in coming months. I told you a year and a half ago he'd ordered the Justice Department to do these investigations. They were scared. And I know why they're scared. They came from the swamp. They were yes men. They hedged their bets. But the swamp's fighting back so hard because they know this is different with Trump. He's committed to this mission all the way. So let me give you what's coming next from congressional sources, campaign sources, the 2020 campaign, White House sources, and most importantly, I know how to look at the counter propaganda, the gaslighting, which means preparing the ground. I know how to look at the propaganda suddenly exploding all over every channel right on time that is meant to blunt what's about to come out. Now, I could see this a few months ago and a few weeks ago, but I wasn't sure until last weekend. Then I got a collection of phone calls and texts from three different people yesterday, and then a whole nother person who's been a great Pentagon source, just as I went on air, reminding me that I was going to go on air and talk about this. But when I got that fourth person telling me the same thing and I could see the tea leaves, I knew it was meant to be. So let me tell you what's about to happen. Let me tell you what their cover story is going to be and then talk about the full ramifications of this. Because everything has to be done in its time. I don't want to say things here on air because the globalists hang on our every word. It's true. Before they already know. And they've known this for a couple weeks. And I've known it for a while. That's why I told you, get ready. Just like I told you, Trump was pushing for indictments a year and a half ago. That's all been declassified. Trump hasn't denied it. Now this is happening. So this is real. And so, just like Trump delivered on trade or the border, and the Federal Reserve tried to block him, so he got the Saudis to cut oil prices so the economy wouldn't go under, Trump is fighting like a titan at 72 years of age. People are begging him to stop. He only drinks caffeinated drinks and water and stuff, but he takes no drugs, basically. And people are begging him. He doesn't sleep some nights. He is a maniac. He's the real deal. And I'm not just trying to kiss his ass. You should appreciate something when it's like this. There's at least a night or two a week he doesn't sleep. And that's with like three Diet Cokes. So we should be praying for the president like Elijah to hold up their arms, because this Trump is definitely the real deal. He's definitely our champion. You know this by the way the enemy's operating, but let me give you the big news right now. And by the way, all of this isn't just my sources. You can reverse engineer everything I say. Intel's always hidden in plain view. You don't go off what you hear on the radio or what's telegraphed in a war. You go off real movements. And I'm going to get to those after the break. But right now, let me just state what's happening. You can pull up the articles at first. 10 foreign governments for the first 5 years of Obama's administration, until Hillary left the State Department, were in all of her emails. All of her emails were private, secret, with classified stuff on purpose to avoid FOIA requests and things like that, and to not have oversight. It's consciously illegal. It's the intent. Not like Ivanka Trump. We'll get to that in a moment. That's their cover. Now we learn it was at least 18 countries, the Chinese, the Russians, the Indians, the EU, the UK, the Mexicans, everybody was in her server. But it was meant to be in there. Because she'd tell you the policy she'd done when she got a foundation payment. She would put disinfo in there, you name it. Everybody knew what it was. But that's where, that instead of in the old days, you'd go if you were selling your country out, and you'd put the, you know, the submarine documents or the codes under the park bench or behind a bush or in a trash can in a McDonald's bag. You don't do that now. You just, oh, you have your own server. You're the Secretary of State. And it's a wireless server. And you let everyone know what's going on. So you have plausible deniability, but it's really a Dropbox. So here's the big news. They were able to change the subject from the WikiLeaks and Hillary stealing elections and staging debates and trying to cause race war and all the money laundering and Aleister Crowley devil worship and kids are in the hot tub waiting for you and we got blood and semen for you to drink. John Podesta, please come drink semen with us. I mean, that's real. They don't debate that. They just change the subject to red herrings. And so now, Trump knows they're not going to back down. They're not going to get out of the way. He's got to go after them. And so he tweets, I'm coming after you for trials for treason, for your made-up crap with Russiagate. And he's got the FISA warrants that were fraudulent. He's got their reverse engineering. He's got their parallel construction where they had illegal stuff going on spying, so they created a new fake investigation to cover that up. He's the president. He has access to all of it now. And there's backups of all of it. They were unable to get rid of it all. So the president has, and all these other agencies have, all of her 35,000 emails. And they've always had them. And they thought Trump was dumb and wouldn't learn about this. So now it's all being taken from digital form and created to a transcript to Congress. And Trump's not just going to release the illegal FISA warrants and all of that. They're going to release all of it to Congress. And they're going to start releasing it to the press. The stuff she didn't want you to know about. Imagine how much worse that is than WikiLeaks. Stay with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don.
John from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get
hellbound. All right, let's get serious. You understand, we're in 2018. late November, 28th day of November, 2018, and the president's tweeting that we need to arrest for treason and have trials for Comey, Mueller, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Uba Abedin, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Rod Rosenstein. Picture tells a thousand words, doesn't it? And what did I tell you on Sunday? I said, he's coming for him. Because we know what we're talking about. Exclusive, Trump said to indict Hillary Clinton and other deep state. Deep staters in the coming months. So what's happening here? Well, I'm telling you from all my sources, but I don't just trust my sources. I'm going to get to why I know it's absolutely true in a moment. That the president is moving with Whitaker, the acting attorney general, to go after them because they have them dead to rights, not just on the illegal server, not just on the emails that they have, the 35,000 that, of course, they had. The Intel Committee and others have said, no, we got them. We know who was getting them. We know what she did. That's what's crazy. They've got all the dirt on them, and they won't back off and just let America move on and keep their money and go away. They keep wanting to take down Trump and have the Federal Reserve raise interest rates and have GM, even though it's making its biggest profits ever, move to China. Even though we bailed them out and give them subsidies, and Trump's like, screw you. I'll put $4,000 on every GM vehicle. They said, well, we're betting on China, not America. I just saw that on the news during the break. We're betting on a post-vehicle future. So here's the big takeaway. Trump's making his move. We better get behind him, and you better realize that we're not in Kansas anymore. And that's why the system is so upset because, yeah, in the past, Republicans and Democrats would scratch each other's backs. It was all incestuous. That's all come to an end here. Trump is the real deal. And you know that by his actions. You know it by his enemies. You know it by their mutinies and by all these cowardly people that are double-dealing and trying to play both sides of the fence, betting on the fact that the swamp's always won. I'll tell you this. I've looked at every possible outcome. Even if they take Trump out, take us all out, their globalism fails. They don't have any future except getting out of the way. And now that time has passed. The time, we've had many seasons of men not being men. We've had many, many decades of the average person not having to actually stand for something. But that's been a distortion. That's been an anomaly. That's all going to leave now. And on the current trajectory, in the next few weeks, this is definitely hanging over their head right now. Just like Trump said, I'm going to declassify how you illegally surveilled me during the campaign and how you lied about the Congress. And then they made a deal and said, Rosenstein said, we're going to back off. We're going to stop. We know you're not a Russian. And Trump said, good. And they came right back and double-crossed Trump. And Trump said, that's it. And Trump told everybody loyal to this country, choose what damn side you're on. We're going to war. And that was about 2 weeks ago. And Trump saw all the election fraud, the rest of it. He's got all the intel. And it's over. All these globalists want to fight. They've got one. And they're going to release to Congress the fact that Hillary's emails have been discovered. And then they're going to start leaking what's in them. But it's going to get a lot worse than that. But the point is, we've now, like two armies on two hills going onto a valley to fight. The armies are now coming down. It's on. And that's what life's all about. Not always just being stagnant and being yes men. Don't be scared as we march down into the valley. The valley of death. Because in the valley of death, there's a stream that flows in it. Out of that stream that goes out to the ocean is the ocean of life, the tree of liberty. Think of a tree as above ground, but think of the ocean as a big, giant tree. And the blood that flows, both patriots and tyrants, out to the sea feeds the greater system. And it's the denial of that. It's the entropy and the giving into the corruption and lying to yourself that makes you lose your soul. It's the standing up to this and telling the truth that makes you find your soul. So how are they going to strike back? You've seen it the last week or so, but now it's fever pitch. Firestorm. Ivanka Trump says there's no equivalency between her emails and Hillary Clinton's. The Clinton State Department major security breach that everyone is ignoring. Foreign actors access Hillary Clinton's emails. Memo. But here comes Ivanka in. She's doing PR stuff and kind of ambassadorial, taking people out to dinner and promoting policy to them. And she's in her email, you know, to the White House. She wasn't hiding it. She wasn't destroying it. She was sending emails to governmental people on her email. Because Hillary had a top secret security clearance head of the State Department. Hillary was operating with a secret server and doing world business and classified info on that. Ivanka Trump wasn't, but I'm not defending Ivanka Trump. That turns into destruction when you see them all over the news saying Ivanka is equivalent of Hillary. That's so the story becomes Ivanka is equivalent to Hillary with not secret servers, but using her private email. Just like we talk about who stole the WikiLeaks versus what's in the WikiLeaks. They change the subject and make the whole thing about that. So the fact that you see fever pitch obsessing a year and a half later, 2 years later, that Ivanka Trump had her own private email server, that's another sign that the intel we're getting, that we know the government has her emails. We know it's there. We know foreign governments have it and are obviously blackmailing with it. So all of that is getting ready to come out, and it's just confirmed by them hyperventilating about Ivanka Trump and trying to smokescreen. It isn't about who was using private email. It's about what you were doing with the private email, what you destroyed, what you had that was classified, and what your intent was. And it's about the contents of it. But moving on from that, we're now in the position where the President of the United States of America is sending out tweets to tens of millions of people showing Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Robert Mueller, James Comey, Uma Abedin, Loretta Lynch, and all the usual suspects behind bars saying we need treason trials for them trying to overthrow our election and trying to overthrow this country, and they're all globalists working against this nation. That, my friends, is spectacular news. That, my friends, is important. And then I've got this whole stack of news right here. This was linked on drudgereport.com today. Between 6,000 and 10,000 churches in the U.S. are dying each year, and that means that over 100 will die this week. YouGov polls reveals epidemic of anti-Americanism. 1 in 5 Americans view U.S. flag a symbol of hate. 1 in 3 believe it's okay to burn it. And it's not that America's perfect, but we're being taught by our media to hate the country, so we have no system that stands up for us, so we can be robbed by globalists and multinationals. Don't worry, the caravan migrants accuse U.S. border agents of repression and demand their list of demands that everything be free. We act like a bunch of weak chumps. We'll be overrun. It's that simple. We've got our reporters on the ground. The caravan is set Thursday or Friday to try to attack again. Their numbers are 5-6 times what they were. This is all about globalism to set the precedent that we have no border. We'll be covering it here at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com on these local radio stations and TV stations you're listening and watching to us on. And it's so critical you spread the word on that. But we just laid out the gigantic trillion-pound enchilada here that Trump is moving against him. He's got all the evidence, but they're going to counterstrike. And it's going to be incredible, and it's going to start with Uma Abedin, who's now being questioned, and the copy of the server they got with her. They didn't want to admit they have it from their own means, so they're going to say they got it from her laptop, which it was there, and that all got covered up. So it's all about to unfold. Get ready for that. Oh, don't forget, Cyber Week's going right now. We're in your hands. You fund us, get great products at the same time. We're stay here. We expand or we go away. And, you know, it's all up to God and you. God helps those that helps themselves. We have free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off all the products to clear out for the year, supplements, books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, women's apparel, everything. 50 to 75% off. Never had to sell this big. Double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. Without you, we will be shut down. So please, visit InfoWarsStore.com. Don't battle the crowds. Don't battle the traffic. Get great products and fund the second global revolution against Lucifer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Dex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.